huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. Hey, it's Rob Moore here, and this might be one of the shortest podcast episodes I've ever done, but it could be one of the most important, and it could make you the most amount of money. Thank me later, and when you're wealthy, make sure you let me invoice you my 20% commission. So I've got a good friend of mine who says that your revenue, your income, is directly linked to the amount and the quality of the calls to action you make. I remember Brian Tracy teaching me 50 years ago, you've got to ask for the money. And so many people are scared to ask for the money. So I wanted to share with you the different calls to action that you can make as a content creator, a business owner, and an entrepreneur. So number one is you could get someone to email and opt in and or subscribe to your customer database, your email customer database. Now, it's really important that you own as much customer data as you can. And you don't own Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube customer data. They own it. So if you're doing social media content, you're doing Facebook ads and other advertising, you want to get people to opt into your email database because you then own the records and then you can nurture your potential prospect into a client. Number two call to action is getting people to follow you on social media. And you can use certain social media channels, like you can go live on Facebook and then ask people to follow you on YouTube and vice versa. You could be on LinkedIn and ask people to follow you on Instagram. You could be on Clubhouse and ask people to DM you on Instagram or DM or follow you on Twitter because they're linked on Clubhouse. So what you do is you use social media channels to grow other social media channels. This is called cross-pollination of social media. And what this does is this creates this virtuous cycle, this compounded effect of growth. Now, some people say, oh, it's not worth doing that because if they're following on one social media channel, they follow you on all. That's not true at all. Many of us use some social channels and don't use others. And also, because the reach on many social media channels is 5 or 10%, and maybe not even that, they might follow you on 5 channels, but only actually see your content on 1 or 2. So we've got social media, we've got opting into your database. The next one is if you have a podcast, get them to download and subscribe and listen to your podcast. Now, as you grow all these call to actions across multiple channels, you'll grow your reach and revenue, impact and income. Because as you get sponsors and advertisers on Facebook, on podcasts, you get ad revenue, for example, on IGTVs, which then go live and you can get ad revenue for them. Then as you grow them all, you grow your ad revenue. Okay, so the fourth thing you can do is you can get someone to register for a webinar or a web class or a Zoom. So when they follow you on email or social media, they may have got bite-sized pieces of information out of you. Most people aren't doing 90-minute plus lives or content on social media. And of course, if they're following you on TikTok, they might only be getting 15 to 30 second content from you. Whereas if you get them on a webinar or a Zoom, you can then deliver 60, 90 minutes plus of content and really build good trust, rapport, connection, in which from that point on, you can then maybe look to turn the prospect into a client. So that would be the fourth way to call to action on social media. The next, or even on your email database. Or what I like to do if I'm doing Zooms or webinars, if I don't want to make it commercial and do a pitch, I'll get them to go and follow a social media channel that they're not already on. So again, it's cross-pollination. Okay, next one then is collaborations. So you could do a call to action for someone to do a split screen Instagram live with you, or interview you on their podcast, or collaborate on your podcast where they interview you and you interview them, or you do a joint episode together. There's many ways that you can collaborate through content. A lot of people think, oh, well, why would anyone who's much bigger than me want to collaborate with me? Well, usually people will collaborate with other influencers a bit below the same or a bit above. So you can go for people, if you've got 10,000 followers, you can go for people up to 100,000. And each time you get people who've got a few more followers than you, or the same, your following goes up and up and up, and so does the amount of content that you create. And so you just kind of move up from level to level. So collaborations, partnerships, joint ventures. The next thing is you could do a call to action as someone to hire you as a keynote speaker. And I often don't ask for these things because I do a lot of calls to action. And so sometimes I think I don't want to do too much. But I got paid £135,000 to do a keynote speech in a two-stage payment a few months ago. And my keynote fees actually since the lockdown have gone up and up and up. And now I have two elements to my fee where I have my standard fee. But then if they want me to promote on socials, I have an add-on to that. So anyone that, you know, might be able to book me for their speaking gig, it could be worth tens of thousands of pounds to me, depending on the commercial arrangement. So you can also, by the way, keynote speak or not keynote, or at least speak a session on Zooms. So I speak for Real Success at the Real Summits, and they had 5,000 people register for one of their Zoom live events that I spoke at. You know, that was through the lockdown when we couldn't do face-to-face events. The next thing that you can call to action is a consultation. So you could do a consultation call, essentially prospecting, where you can warm someone up with a view to selling them something as opposed to the next stage of content, for example. So it's more of a direct pitch. And actually, some business models, it's better to do that than it is having three or four stages of content before you get to your offer. The next call to action is raising finance or looking for people to invest in your business or acquire your business. So a much higher level commercial arrangement. That's another call to action that you could do if your business model fits. So there's a lot of different calls to action there. And I would say probably at least 5%, if not 10% of your time when you're communicating, you should be doing calls to action. Now, if you're quite a prolific content creator, you might be at the 5 to 10%. If you're not a very prolific creator of content and messaging and communication, I'd say you maybe want to be at 20% or more of your communication is calls to action. Now, people make mistakes at either end of the spectrum. Too many calls to action, like every other message is a call to action, or not enough calls to action where they just keep putting, keep putting content out there, never pitch. 10 years later and, you know, they put thousands of pieces of content out there and they're skint going down KFC licking people's fingers for food, which is not a good exchange or value of your own worth. So I hope you really enjoyed this episode on the multiple calls to action. And if you are not yet a member of rob.team, make sure you go to rob.team right now. Now, rob.team is my premium program. It's only £5 a month, but there you can actually gain access to a WhatsApp group with me, as long as it's not full, and where you can ask me periodic questions and you can connect with 256 other of my premium members. I actually take many of my supporters out for dinner at events. They get discounted tickets, premium upgrades, even free tickets to events I speak at across the world now. They have masterclasses 1 to 2 times a month. So I did the Content Repurposing and Omnipresence Masterclass. I did my 6-stage, 7-figure launch model masterclass. I do these 1 or 2 day courses. I charge £500 to £1,000 for them. And then all of the people who are on rob.team get them completely for free. There's loads of other benefits and features as well. We have regular supporter meetups, supporter only and rob.team only events. So if you go to rob.team right now, you can join this amazing community. There's 3,000 odd of us. And yes, I just did a call to action to prove to you that you should be doing calls to action. But I promise you, for just what? One large, creamy, sugary cappuccino, per month you can invest in your own education, because I believe the best investment you can ever make is in yourself. Invest in yourself wisely. You pay yourself the best return. And I think you get a massive return on £5 a month. So go to rob.team right now. I hope you enjoyed probably the shortest ever episode I've ever done. But remember, the more calls to action you make and the better quality of the calls to action, the more money you make. Start making more calls to action, start making more money, and then make sure you let me invoice you for the 20% of the money that you make, which will be millions. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.